There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
High noon here on WEEI. It's Jones and Keith.
How about that?
I love that.
We're always looking to get better.
Yeah.
.. Besides on deadline day.
Look, these guys are on the team for now.
So he's asked about the wide receivers. He's like, yeah, they're here for now. But I don't know. It could be like an addition by subtraction type of situation.
That's amazing.
Which is exactly
what it should have been. I don't know where they fell asleep yesterday or what.
Literally word for word what we on this show, specifically you.
Maybe he was listening.
I've been on board with this. Well, I don't know.
The podcast, he's listening to it.
Odyssey
app. On the way to the press conference?
I bet on the Odyssey app.
It's like these guys were saying something that blew my mind.
Addition by subtraction.
Addition by subtraction.
So word for word is like how we're talking about it.
Correct.
And that's how the head coach of the Patriots is talking about that dumb wide receiver room.
Because wouldn't you just be like, hey, we like all the guys on the team. That's why they're still on the team. We just got to get more out of them, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Instead, he's honest, which I respect. And he's like, yeah, these guys are on the team for now.
Okay. So I agree. I agree with the honesty
there. They got to move on from one of these guys. Okay. You can't say that and then just go about your business the rest of the season.
So why haven't they?
I have no idea. I think
Elliot Wolf. That's
Yeah.
If Mayo had his say, they're gone. Isn't that clear?
Well, Elliot Wolf yesterday, do you think was trying? So he reportedly was getting calls on a few of their good players.
Yep.
Didn't trade them.
Nope.
Fine. I'm sure he wanted to get something for those two, and I mean KJ Osborne and Tyquan Thornton, but you're not going to get anything. So is he like, well, if I'm not going to get anything, we'll keep him. And then Mayo's like, no, we're better off without him.
At 4:01,
yeah,
when no one gives you anything for Tyquan Thornton because they were never going to give you anything.
Wave them both.
Or KJ, exactly. At 4:01 yesterday, cut him.
So this has been your theory for a while. You think Elliot Wolf was high on Thornton out of the draft. Otherwise, he would have been long gone,
right? This is not to absolve Bill Belichick from the Tyquan Thornton pick,
yeah.
Okay? I'm not one of these guys now trying to, like, relitigate Bill's tenure.
Bill actually was great every year at the draft.
Bill sucked at drafting. He sucked at drafting wide receivers. He deserved to lose his job, okay? All those things are true.
All right.
I also think it's true that Elliot Wolf was on board with the Tyquan Thornton pick.
Man, he must have been.
There's a reason he's still here. There's a reason that he's on this team. There's a reason he was getting so many reps at the beginning of the year. And I think after listening to Jerod Mayo, it's clear Mayo doesn't believe in him. So, yeah, I think Elliot Wolf had a hand, or at bare minimum, was on board with Tyquan Thornton, the prospect, which is embarrassing.
I don't understand how he went into this season and how he went about addressing the wide receiver room. It's baffling. Like, they
I do not either.
You know, like, if you just take it piece by piece, they had Kendrick Bourne coming back off an injury.
Mm-hmm.
They signed KJ Osborne. They re-signed Jalen Reagor. They were bringing back Pop Douglas and Kayshon Booty, both that were rookies a year ago.
I think they were right about bringing Booty back, by the way, but I wasn't on board with that.
Yeah, they didn't have to.
I was like, why are you even messing around with this guy? Like, it turns out he was worth at least bringing back into camp and on the roster.
So you have like five guys that are like I mean, again, Kendrick Bourne better than the other guys, but like borderline NFL receivers. And then you use a second-round pick, which is a premium pick, and then even a fourth-round pick, which is nothing to sneeze at, also at that position. And you have all the – oh, and then, oh, by the way, Tyquan Thornton.
You want to get faster? You better get fast, guys.
That's Matt Groh. That's
so,
not really
yeah, so that was Tyquan Thornton. So that's a guy who's now in his third year. So you start – you end camp with eight wide receivers, and none of them are great.
Actually, didn't Jalen Reagor technically?
I included him.
Okay.
I think he was on the roster
initially.
He initially made the roster,
and then he went to practice squad.
Yeah,
but like on game days,
and then he tweeted about being a Bugatti in a carport,
and then they said see you later. So they made a move then on a guy that might have been popping off. That was probably addition by subtraction, but it was just so bad. And the whole time we're looking at it like, all right, you have seven guys. It's still the worst or second worst receiver room in football.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the worst now because
if it's not the worst, like who's worse?
I thought the Chargers.
The Chargers is a bad room. It's better than this.
Ladd McConkey's had a game and Quentin Johnson's had a couple games. So this is probably the worst wide receiver group.
I think it's the worst group, yeah.
But you have seven of them.
Ended up there, too.
Who?
Say it again?
Jalen Reagor
ended
up there, too.
Ended up there. They also liked K.J. Osborne, so I don't know. I actually don't know what that says about their room.
Maybe they're worse.
But I like their room better than this one. Yeah, I didn't in the preseason, but I do now.
It's probably the worst one. They all think they're great, which is also like a hilarious side story to this.
That's the worst part of it.
Yeah, they think they're the best, and they're the worst. And they're just hanging on to them. So they still have all these guys as of right now. And you're like, all right, so who's going to be inactive? I'll tell you this. K.J. Osborne isn't going to go quiet into the night being an inactive player the rest of the season. He was inactive last Sunday, but I think a part of it, everyone's like, oh, he's going to get traded. He's going to get dealt somewhere. Nope.
And he probably thought that.
Yeah.
He was such a pro about it.
Tyquan Thornton.
I'm sure he's getting texts from all his buddies about how much of a pro he is.
Tyquan Thornton's tweeting out Michael Jordan memes, like thinking that he's got the competitive nature, like the athletic ability of Michael Jordan.
Yep.
And then KJ Osborne's posting pictures of his buddy telling him he's good.
Yep. Make your daddy proud.
You're going to be so proud.
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 Yeah. Like those two guys, and they're still on the team? So what if they're inactive for eight more games? Like, what is that going to be?
Yeah, not good.
And then meanwhile, Jalen Polk gets to play, and he's just dropping passes or committing penalties.
So this, to me, is where Elliot Wolf's involvement in the Tyquan Thornton pick is relevant. This is where it's relevant. You can't just blame Belichick for it anymore. He keeps Tyquan Thornton here for a reason. I think he liked him as a prospect. He drafted Jalen Polk. We read you all the numbers yesterday. He's 127 or 128 out of 128 qualified receivers in a bunch of PFF advanced metrics.
Oh, out of the seven wide receivers on the roster right now, Elliot Wolf is on the hook for at least four of them.
Yeah.
He brought back Tyquan Thornton. Didn't have to. He drafted Polk and Baker, and he signed KJ Osborne.
But to me, it's not just backward-looking. It's now forward-looking. It's like, okay, now you got to solve your wide receiver
room. Sure.
And his solutions are Jalen Polk. He was part of the problem with Tyquan Thornton. He targeted KJ Osborne. So, like, what confidence do you have? Even with all the money in the world in free agency and high draft picks, they're going to draft highly in the first round. Right now, they're ticketed for pick one. They're going to draft high in second round. They have multiple third-round picks.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different avenues to get a wide receiver. You could trade for one.
How much receiver will Travis Hunter play? And how soon can we find out?
What is your confidence level in Wolf getting that right?
It's low.
It's getting lower by the day.
No joke. The only... I think the
only... 0.0.
Sounds high.
The only great move Elliot Wolf has made to this point is drafting Drake May, which any idiot with a draft guide could have done.
I don't even think it was him.
No, okay, but I'm just saying, like, he's the GM. Yeah. All roster moves since he became the GM.
But I give ownership more credit than him, but yes, outside of that, what's he done? Nothing.
No, but, like, anybody would have taken him. It was like the kid that doesn't show up to your fantasy draft and he gets auto-selected best available. Okay, That's what happened.
But they could have traded down, which is why I give ownership credit.
Yeah, okay. I think ownership, but they weren't going to stand for it.
I think, that's why I bet Elliot Wolf did not want to draft Drake May at 3. I bet he wanted to trade down, and ownership said, you're taking the quarterback, Elliot, you dummy.
But even all the other roster moves that you look at, you're like, all right, well, Michael Onwenu's good. It's like, yeah, he's good, but they're playing him different positions. They're going back and forth. He was also their own guy. Didn't seem like there was a huge market for him elsewhere.
Panthers wide receiver room worse than the Pats, it might be.
It is now. They had Deontay Johnson to start the year, though.
Thielen's coming back. Deontay Johnson and Thielen better than this. But
and Leggett. So to start the year, it was better. Now it might be the same or worse.
They got a kid from Holy Cross, too, as a rookie.
I like that.
Can play a little bit. Coker?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with his work. Nice player?
I think that's his name.
You think it is?
I think so. Coker.
Holy, I mean, you got to be if you're going to say it on the radio, you got to be pretty confident.
Jacob is giving me a
there's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Giant thumbs up back there. That's right.
Jalen Coker.
How about that?
They have David Moore, Xavier Leggett, Adam Thielen coming off IR.
They have four dudes. That's a bad receiver.
David Moore. I feel like he's been in the league for like 4 years.
Is that the guy who was in Seattle?
No, that's not that guy.
No.
You're thinking of...
That is that guy.
You're thinking of Lance Moore.
No. I'm thinking of
Mara Darbo.
I'm thinking of David Moore. He was in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. You're thinking of that guy.
Yeah.
He's bounced around the league. He's still only 29. He's not that old. He's kind of old.
Okay, is that room worse than the Pats? That room is now,
but they, again, they traded away their best guy.
Right.
So that's different. When they had when they started the year with Deontay Johnson, they were better.
Definitely.
But okay, so you and the Panthers are in a dead heat.
Congratulations. So what's your confidence level they're going to write it out at that spot? Or write the ship, rather.
I think what Mayo said today kind of at least leads me to believe they will cut one of these guys. Or do you think he's going to apologize tomorrow for it?
That's a good point. I just they're
addition
not
through subtraction.
Here's the thing: they're just clearing
how are you going to say addition through subtraction
about players on your roster?
Yes.
That's wild.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, especially like when you go another week and nothing happens. Another week and nothing happens. Like, hey, coach, what'd you say?
Yeah.
Addition
by subtraction.
Well, we're all still here.
They either suck or their problems in the room, or in the Patriots' case, both. And so, and your coach is acknowledging
addition
that.
Through subtraction.
Through subtraction.
Just imagine being Stacey.
I didn't say through. I said by. So maybe he did tweak it.
Imagine
he's
Stacey James.
So you don't sue him.
Imagine being the PR director of the Patriots with this guy, and it's like,
oh, what do you call him? Coach Stacey.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, Coach Stacey.
Coach Stacey.
Imagine being Coach Stacey, and it's like every time he hits the podium, like you know,
it's your
heart's in your throat, and he just is like. Addition by subtraction about players on your roster, Gerard. Like, you're not wrong.
Addition through subtraction.
But you don't.
I don't know what group it is.
It's like Trump speechwriters watching him, like stick,
oh
to
God,
it.
Stick to the script.
Stick to the script.
Stick to the script.
Just like drinking. Like, oh God, no. Here we go.
Here we go.
Very similar.
It's just that's not an enviable job these days. But, yeah, what's your confidence level? They write the ship there. 617-779-7937. How is Mayo? We like to keep track of this. Gerard Mayo.
Oh, he hasn't sounded great.
He's aging like a president.
Yes, he is.
Sounds like. I mean, when this man sits down
Speaking
at the podium.
Speaking of, he is.
He sits down at the podium and it does not sound healthy.
Good afternoon. All right.
What was that one?
Well, that was today?
Yeah. That was today. I've taken to monitoring what happens every week when he sits down on Wednesday, and it's always.
Is it worse on Wednesday
pain.
Than the other days?
I think it is.
That was the first one.
That was when we started tracking this, because we're like, man, that guy just does not sound like.
That didn't sound super
life
healthy.
Is going well.
Good afternoon. All right.
That's one where you're like, you know, you have to make like a weird loud moan and try to turn it into the words you're about to say. Like, yeah, all right.
Do you think he's because we I think we already established Keith. I think we think he's listening on the Odyssey app or something like that. We've already established this. Is it possible he's aware of like that grunt when he first sits down? He was trying to catch it.
I don't know.
He's like, I can't do that again. That's embarrassing.
Right.
Yeah, you masked that pretty well, coach. Barely even heard that. He sounds super healthy. What the hell? That guy can't even sit down. Maybe he should just stand up.
He sounds like he just went 12 rounds.
Maybe stand up.
I have something for him. Halloween, get better batteries than Cat gets for the Jones household, but get a Halloween costume he can't sit down in.
No, but you can do that.
And you can do a press conference standing up.
There's a podium there, or there was, right?
Yeah, actually.
He kind of changed this. Didn't Bill stand? I think Bill stood.
Yeah,
we never had an
right.
opportunity for him
you're
to groan
right.
into
Bill
the...
did stand. Good point.
Yeah.
Hart made a point about Drake May earlier this year. He was like, I love that he wanted to stand.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He didn't
so
have
you...
to make that weird grunt. That's amazing. Like, that's aggressive.
From the start. Can I hear it from the start one more time? Just from the beginning.
Good afternoon. All right.
Also, it was 11:15 this morning. It wasn't afternoon yet.
Yeah, right. This team doesn't even,
dude's a mess.
This team doesn't even start work until like 2 o'clock every day.
One trip to London, the guy can't figure out what time it is anymore. Comes back, he's like, I'm still jet lagged. It's like, coach, that was like 3 weeks ago. Gotta get past that. I don't know what time it is. That's how he led that one press conference. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is.
What am I doing?
What happened?
And so like none
of, lost to the Jaguars.
Honestly, none of this helps. The grunts, whatever, but like none
the grunts
of this,
are funny.
None of this helps when you're talking about the man's job security. Like call addition by subtraction. Yeah. It's like another thing
and
he
like,
steps in.
And like not even it would have been bad enough if you just said that about your roster overall, but they were like, what about the receivers? They asked him straight up about the seven receivers. And he's like,
addition
yeah,
through subtraction.
He's like, I don't know why they're all still here. What are they doing here? I didn't expect them to be
on the team. It's not because they're productive. I'll tell you that much. They're not doing much, these guys.
None of them catch.
They can't catch.
They won't shut up about how great they are. I don't know why they're on the team.
They won't fight for the ball at the end of the game.
Go ask Elliott. I mean, that's
who plays this weekend? I know it's a little early to look at it, but
same group as last week.
So they sit Tyquan Thornton and KJ Osborne?
Yes.
Because what the formula so far this year is two are healthy scratches. Well, I mean, Polk 1 week had a concussion, but two are inactive. One dresses and barely plays. And then another one plays like a medium amount, and then like two guys get like good run. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what they've done throughout the year.
That's what it's going to be. I think it's officially going to be that now. Yeah.
So I feel like Pop and Booty and Kendrick Bourne have sort of taken on the mantle of like the most reps.
Yeah, and Javon Baker mixes in here and there.
That's I wonder if Booty.
It's not great, Gerard. I'm with you.
How do you think they felt about the last play of the game and Booty's lack of effort? Because we were... You end the game, you're like, oh, what a shame he lost in overtime. And, oh, Drake May threw a pick. And, oh, three turnovers for May. And blah. But Booty just kind of, like,
gave up,
ran by the, like, yeah, had nothing to do with it. I wonder if they're mad about that.
So send him a message. But who's playing now? Like, now you got to play somebody in his place. So it's Baker?
Yeah, like, let's see that guy.
I don't think they're happy with his effort is my point. All of Phil Perry's reporting.
I blame Tyler Hughes.
His professionalism and lack thereof. Yeah, you blame Tyler Hughes?
Oh, he's dragging him down from the inside. I'm like every other coach on the team. Look at that guy.
I do think it's noteworthy that like a week ago, none of us really even knew the wide receiver coach's name.
Now he's on the hot seat.
Now Bedard dropped his name early in the week. Curran dropped it with us yesterday. Yeah. It is self-preservation. And it tells you, I think coaches down there are nervous. Personnel people are probably nervous because someone's paying for this with their job. They're that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Florio's openly speculating about it in his power rankings. It's not even like he writes a blurb about it. It's like, his power, you can write anything he wants about the Patriots. Anything.
You can talk about the uniform.
Drake May.
Sure, Drake May.
Good
place to start.
Talk about anything you want on the Patriots. And Drake he writes May. This week, I don't have it in front of me, but it's something like, does Mayo survive the year? That's like his only his only thought on the Patriots every single week.
I still say yes.
But you feel worse about
Question mark.
And like every time he opens his mouth, you feel worse about it.
Man, I wouldn't feel good if I was one of the receivers on the team. I mean, he's calling them out.
And by the way, he's not wrong. Like, we feel this way.
No, I agree with him on this.
I'm just shocked a coach verbalizes
that. It is a wild thing to say.
He's offending his players. He's at odds with his GM. That's what that comment is.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. His GM did diddly squat at the trade deadline yesterday. How do you feel about it? And should the players, or the Patriots rather, have listened on some of the players they got calls about? Some of their good players, not easy ones like KJ Osborne or like Tyquan Thornton, they got calls about their good players and did nothing. Let's get into that with all your thoughts right after Trending with Billy Lane.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.